How did you feel about growing up in New York?
Well, as a teenager in New York, I had a lot of problems trying to dress in a modest way. Mm. For example, when you look at the summer fashion in New York, the trend is always to wear skirts, shorts, and sleeveless shirts. I did not feel comfortable wearing them. But at the same time, my friends thought it was strange to wear long sleeves and jeans in the summer. So I've always tried to combine my culture with fashion. As a teenager, I would make my own clothes, like colourful skirts and scarves. I wanted my designs to be individual. They were unique, and eventually, people admired my clothes rather than laugh at me.
Do you think that there's a lot of misunderstanding about Muslim clothes?
I think so. The thing is that when you say Muslim fashion, people in New York think of a burqa, you know, like the blue or black cloaks that cover women from head to toe.
And what do you think Muslim fashion is?
Let me give you an example. When I first started at design school, my teachers would ask me strange questions, such as how I was going to stay in the fashion business if I'm not going to design miniskirts or sleeveless shirts. But as far as I'm concerned, there is much more to fashion than showing your body. There are millions of Muslim women who live in the US and Europe who want to wear fashionable clothes. There are also women who simply like to dress in a modest way.
So, are you saying that there is a need for fashionable clothes for Muslim women?
Absolutely. We want to be fashionable and be ourselves at the same time. My feeling is this. I want to create clothes that are modest, but at the same time, give women confidence. Clothes that allow women to be themselves.
I see what you mean. Many reviewers describe your style as traditional chic. Would you agree with this?
Yes, I would. What I think is that combining traditional with chic is a huge area in fashion. When you look at the work of other designers in China or India, you can see that many traditional styles are being reused by young designers. Above all, people like to be individuals and show their cultural roots. They like to show where they come from.
As I understand it, your designs are popular outside the US. Is that right?
Yes. As well as New York and Paris, I sell my collection in big cities like Doha, Dubai, and Abu Dhabi. Another thing is that I also receive emails from women in Pakistan, Indonesia, Singapore, and Malaysia about my clothes. And so perhaps in the future, I might open shops there.
Thank you for coming to the studio today.
Anytime.